Welcome to the Premier League 2021-22 season prediction and thoughts of the WhatACCA.com team. On Friday, August 13, 2021, Brentford will clash with Arsenal in what will be the opening match of the 2021-22 Premier League season, with the Bees hoping to enjoy a flying start after finally making it to the English top flight, while the Gunners will hope to repeat the 3-0 victory that was enjoyed at Craven Cottage in their opening clash of the previous campaign. Over the following 2 days, we have some mouth-watering clashes including Manchester United v Leeds United, Norwich City v Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur v Manchester City, with punters likely to be getting stuck into football betting accumulators in the hope of landing a big early return on the football season. How many teams can win the Premier League 2021-22 Premier League season? Realistically, we can narrow down the Premier League title race to just a handful of teams. Looking at the previous season's EPL table, you could argue that it might be another procession for Manchester City, especially if Pep Guardiola is able to land his transfer targets, which are thought to include Harry Kane. However, we have to give due consideration to Manchester United, Liverpool and Chelsea, and you can make a case for this trio of teams for different reasons. The Red Devils finished up in second place last season and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will be confident that his side can bridge the 12-point gap, especially with Jadon Sancho returning to Manchester. Thomas Tuchel engineered a Champions League success with Chelsea last team, which included usurping Manchester City in the final, and the German has quality players in every position across the field, with Kai Havertz and Timo Werner likely to flourish during their second season at Stamford Bridge. Liverpool's form might have dipped during the previous campaign, although one shouldn't forget that the Reds cruised to the Premier League title the season before, with Jurgen Klopp looking to freshen up the squad and mount a credible title challenge, especially if Mohamed Salah is still in the mood. Who are the main Premier League Golden Boot contenders? When you're placing a bet on the Premier League top scorer betting market, it always pays to see what has happened in recent seasons. Ultimately, Harry Kane and Mohamed Salah are usually the strikers setting the benchmark, and it would be no surprise to find the duo battling it out for the Golden Boot prize throughout the campaign. At the time of writing, Kane's future is uncertain. While the Tottenham Hotspur skipper has declared his intention to leave White Hart Lane, the latest betting odds imply that he might well remain in place at the North London club, although Manchester City are the club thought to be likeliest to capture his signature. Irrespective of who Kane is playing for next season, he is sure to be among the goals, and the same applies to Mohamed Salah, who has been rock steady for Liverpool since arriving at Anfield from Roma and top scoring during his first season back in England, with the former Chelsea winger likely to be trading at a single-figure price before a ball is kicked. Ultimately, the Premier League Golden Boot winner usually operates for one of the leading clubs in the division, considering they are the ones who score the most goals in the top flight, with Manchester City usually boasting an attacking player or two near the top of the scoring charts. Perhaps it will be time for Raheem Sterling to start filling his boots on a more regular basis. Chelsea could also have a couple of sharpshooters in Havertz and Werner, while Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes rewarded each-way backers last season, and there are also players such as Jadon Sancho, Marcus Rashford, Edinson Cavani, and Mason Greenwood who are also able to chip in with decent goal tallies. Which Premier League clubs will be scrapping against relegation? When it comes to betting on the Premier League relegation betting market, there are three teams paid out as winners which finish between 18th and 20th come the final standings. It naturally pays to start with the clubs who have just been promoted from the Championship, although clubs such as Sheffield United, Leeds United, and Wolves have recently shown that some can stay afloat for at least one season. Nevertheless, it would be a big surprise if Norwich City, Watford, and Brentford were all able to avoid relegation during the 2021-22 season, with the Canaries and Hornets back in the top flight after just a one-year hiatus, although it will be interesting to see whether they have more stickability this time around. Daniel Farke managed to galvanize his squad to win the championship, although they are trading at around the even money mark to be relegated, while Zisco Munoz could be set for a quick departure based on the face that Watford owner Gino Pozzo doesn't waste time persisting with managers. Brentford came up through the Championship playoffs and their first season in the Premier League will surely be a struggle against the drop, while Newcastle United, Burnley and Crystal Palace are sides who are expected to be battling at the lower end of the table, with the relegation battle normally shortlisted down to a handful of teams. Bet on the Premier League 2021-2022 season sack race market. As sure as eggs are eggs, there are going to be Premier League managers who are going to be relieved of their managerial duties during the 2021-22 season, with coaches such as Jose Mourinho, Frank Lampard, and Chris Wilder being given the heave-ho last term, and there are bound to be a handful of managers who don't last between now and May. All the leading bookmakers will offer a sack race betting market where you can bet on the next EPL manager to be out of a job, and you might notice that the betting odds chop and change on a frequent basis. Last season, we saw Jurgen Klopp and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer trading as sack race market favorites, with any manager just a few bad results away from a crisis. When it comes to the new season, it's not a surprise to find Zisco Munoz heading the betting market, and the Watford manager might struggle to have a particularly long shelf life at Vicarage Road considering several of his predecessors have bitten the dust in a short space of time, although the Spaniard will at least be given an opportunity to keep the Hornets in the top flight. Surprisingly, Southampton manager Ralf Hasenhüttl is among the betting favourites on the sack race market, with the Austrian hoping to steer the Saints into the top half of the table, although perhaps the manager's ambition might be greater than the Hampshire club, and the short odds is partly due to the fact that the manager might leave. Other thoughts on the Premier League season: Steve Bruce might not be too excited about supporters returning to football stadiums considering that many members of the Toon Army are yet to be convinced that the former Aston Villa and Birmingham boss is the right man to take the team forward, while Sean Dyche might finally be calling it a day with Burnley. Learn more about how to increase the chances of winning with accumulator bets with our dedicated resources. The WhatACCA.com predicted Premier League 2021-22 season prediction and thoughts. We've decided to have a go at predicting the final pecking order for the 2021-22 Premier League season. While this is obviously a long shot, it should give you a rough idea as to how the teams might wind up based on their managers, squad quality, latest betting odds and resources available at their disposal. Why not take a look at the official Premier League club statistics for a more comprehensive insight into the teams themselves? Manchester City, no prizes for originality, but we're anticipating that the current champions of England continue their dominance in the Premier League. Key players such as Ruben Dias, Kevin De Bruyne, Phil Foden, and Raheem Sterling will ensure that they rack up a big points total once again. Chelsea, Thomas Tuchel transformed the Blues' fortunes last season, and we're anticipating that the German can have the London side challenging for top domestic honours this season, with N'Golo Kanté and Jurgen Klopp likely to help propel the team upwards after previously landing the Champions League. Manchester United, we're not convinced about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as manager, although he will have Jadon Sancho to add to a squad that already includes Paul Pogba, Harry Maguire, and Bruno Fernandes, with the Red Devils finishing second last season and they should comfortably land a top four spot. Liverpool, there's no reason to doubt Liverpool's top four credentials considering that Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane continue to spearhead the team's attack, while Virgil van Dijk continues on the road to recovery, and there are the flying fullbacks in the form of Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson. Arsenal, Mikel Arteta has to push the Gunners higher up the table this season, and the presence of Bukayo Saka and Kieran Tierney gives them every chance. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang could be fit and firing for a team who could also boast a rejuvenated Granit Xhaka and Thomas Partey dominating in midfield for the London side. Leicester City, Brendan Rodgers has steered the Foxes towards the top four places in the Premier League over the past two seasons, with the Midlands side narrowly missing out, and it might be the same again when they aim to overhaul some of the big guns during the 2021-22 season. Leicester will hope that Jamie Vardy and Kelechi Iheanacho are able to fire them to success. Leeds United, Marcelo Bielsa steered Leeds United to ninth place in the table last season, and the Whites can build on that first season back in the English Premier League, with Calvin Phillips and Jack Harrison among the leading lights, while Patrick Bamford and Rafa Ha can help the Yorkshire club get enough wins to be challenging for the European spots. Aston Villa, Dean Smith has transformed the Villans from a mid-table championship side to a club who are capable of challenging for a Premier League top-half finish. The manager will hope Jack Grealish stays at the club, although the capture of Emiliano Buendia and Ashley Young illustrate their ambition and they have a brilliant keeper in Emi Martinez. Tottenham Hotspur, Nuno Espirito Santo might have to go backwards before he can go forwards at Spurs, with the Portuguese not the first choice to replace compatriot Jose Mourinho. Much depends on whether Harry Kane remains, although there needs to be a big rebuild of the Tottenham squad, with Nuno likely to be given time to make his mark. West Ham United, David Moyes has demonstrated he's the man for the job at the London Stadium, although it would be some achievement to match last season's sixth-placed finish, especially as Jesse Lingard is uncertain to return for the Hammers. Everton, Rafael Benitez might have enjoyed success with Liverpool FC in the past, although it's a taller order to help Everton reach similar heights and the Toffees don't look equipped to challenge for the Europa League spots next season, with lots of shrewd recruitment required if the team are going to assist Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison in the quest for goals. Brighton and Hove Albion, for those who are fans of expected assists and expected goals, Graham Potter's side punched high on those metrics last season and just need to have a better conversion rate to start moving in the right direction. Perhaps this improvement will be found during the new campaign, even with Ben White having gone to Arsenal. Norwich City, Daniel Farke's side were outstanding in the Championship last term and should benefit from that previous experience in the top flight, with the German having to cope without the departed Emiliano Buendia, with Teemu Pukki set to be among the goals and there are lots of exciting young players coming through. Southampton, Ralf Hasenhüttl might be among the sack race betting favourites although we're expecting the Saints to tread water in the Premier League this season. Danny Ings and Che Adams remain a reliant source of goals, with James Ward-Prowse set to continue on an upward trajectory although it could be tricky to keep hold of key players. Brentford, the Bees have spent several seasons planning and improving, with Thomas Frank's side now in the Premier League and they have a recruitment strategy which could see them thrive in the top flight, especially if they can get off to a strong start. Ivan Toney should be a menace and there will be plenty of new faces. Burnley, the Clarets don't do relegation anymore and we should therefore expect Sean Dyche's side to occupy a lower position in the Premier League without being troubled by relegation. Dwight McNeil and Josh Brownhill can continue playing starring roles and Nathan Collins has arrived from Stoke to shore up the defence. Newcastle United, the Magpies finished 12th last season although they were only narrowly ahead of a clutch of teams such as Wolves, Palace and Southampton, while 11th placed Aston Villa were 10 points better off. Much depends on the form of Alan Saint-Maximin. Crystal Palace, we're not sold on Patrick Vieira considering that the Frenchman is an unproven manager at Premier League level, with the Eagles having gone from the experienced Roy Hodgson to someone who has to represent a calculated gamble. Wilfried Zaha and Eberechi's are flair players but the squad lack the overall quality to fare well. Wolves, similarly to Palace, Nuno Espirito Santo helped Wanderers reach lofty heights although it remains to be seen whether Bruno Lage can have the same effect and the Midlands side went seriously off the boil last term, especially with Raul Jimenez missing from the team. Watford, at least one of the relegated teams are likely to drop back to the championship and Zisco Munoz is clearly unproven when it comes to managing in the top flight, with the Hornets having been something of a yo-yo club when it comes to flitting between the Premier League and the second tier. Can Tottenham, Arsenal, or Leicester City break into top four? Our prediction is that Tottenham Hotspur will finish in mid-table next season, although the bookies offer betting odds of 4/1 that Spurs break back into the top four and that will surely be the brief given to Nuno Espirito Santo who will aim to fire up the North London side back up the table after a disappointing time of things under Jose Mourinho. Many bookmakers have a Premier League top four betting market and the big question is whether any club can break the stranglehold that Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, and Manchester United are threatening to have, with the same four clubs having qualified for the Champions League in the past two seasons. Tottenham have released a number of players without signing anyone at the time of writing, although Arsenal are reportedly close to landing England defender Ben White, with Bukayo Saka, Emile Smith Rowe and Gabriel Martinelli the talented young players who could help Mikel Arteta's side start to illustrate that they're still a powerhouse in England. However, Leicester City are probably the club that merit the most respect considering that they have attained excellent points totals in the past two seasons. Brendan Rodgers has already been busy in the Premier League transfer market and he has captured Patson Daka from Salzburg and Boubakary Soumaré from Lille. Rodgers helped Leicester City win the FA Cup last term and will now hope that key players like Wilfried Ndidi, Youri Tielemans and Wesley Fofana can lead the Foxes to a top four spot, especially if one of the leading clubs gets the sort of injury crisis that saw Liverpool struggle badly last term before recovering to secure a top four spot. What are the bookmakers predicting for the Premier League 2021-22 season? Here are some predictions that the bookies are making when you check out the latest Premier League betting odds. While these might not come to fruition, it's always worth bearing in mind the positions taken by the layers when it comes to the prices on offer for the English top flight. Man City have greater than 50% chance of being champions. Every bookie is going odds on about Manchester City and that means that Pep Guardiola's side are regarded as being more than 50% likely to be champions of England. While the media might talk about an exciting EPL title race, the bottom line is that we could see the champions of England still win by a country mile as they did last season. The promoted teams are likely to struggle. Norwich, Watford, and Brentford are the three teams who came up from the Championship, with these sides now tasked with finishing above at least three other clubs and it's no surprise to find them all trading at evens to be relegated. Will any of the three manage to survive? Bookies reckon it might only be one promoted side going down. Some bookies have odds on how many of the three promoted sides are relegated and they make one the favorite, which goes to show that all of them have a fighting chance of remaining in the top flight. If you think all three will bite the bullet, you can get odds of 9/1. Other Premier League 2021-22 season predictions. Chelsea expected to be Kings of London. Thomas Tuchel helped Chelsea win the Champions League last season and they are now strong betting favourites to be the top dogs in London next term. The Blues are trading at heavy odds on to be ahead of Spurs, Arsenal and West Ham in the final reckoning, while West Ham are only given an outside chance in this market. Leeds expected to record another top half finish. Leeds United were one of the surprise packages in the Premier League last season, although the bookies now expect them to be part of the furniture in the English top flight, with the Whites going places under Marcelo Bielsa and their odds on for another top half finish. Bingo and HL equals N underscore GB and GL equals US and show all reviews equals true.